Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emotle. Africa, omhle. The beautiful African. Good day, good evening, dumela, tobela. Molweni, ashe, hotep, sava, assalamu alaikum. Africa, today the Azanian community here in New York, the community of South Africans, is commemorating the passing away of three members from Africa who have passed on to become ancestors. The names of Africa, Tapelo Mushaliba, Eddie Zada, Sibusiso Nyanda, because Sibusiso, we used to call him Jazino. Africa, 21 years after the first majority vote, you know yourself from Africa, you can feel it and experience it. If your life is for the better or worse, in Africa, of course, you are the one who vote. You are the one who chooses the government you want. But we say that, Africa, you come first. Government policies must serve you first, Africa, and emanate, they come from you and communities. Africa, as you speak, it is reported that protesters and police were again squaring up in Bedford in Eastern Cape, and one protester was shot dead. Now, according to the reports, the protests are rising in Africa. People are angry. But can we, at this late stage, still have people shot dead because they are demanding better services, better life, better opportunities? Is there another way in Africa that collectively we can take the responsibility at least to realize our freedom, realize the vote? But we are saying, Africa, and we've been pointing out that there's an option to protest. There's an option to be shot with rubber bullets. We are proposing, Africa, that since government, of course, government defends you, it funds your legal protection when you are charged with a criminal offense. But why can't government support communities to go to court to fight service delivery, so that they know exactly they can bind the government, their obligations, they can, the courts can, or the municipalities, to deliver within a certain period. That we can articulate our needs, ask government in a dignified manner, rather than being shot like ducks. And of course, Mafrika, if politicians can have faith in the courts, why can't government fund communities also to be protected by the justice system? So we are having a situation where, in terms of the needs, in terms of the deliveries, it all depends whether you are poor, you are rich or poor. How could access to justice, especially civil matters, civil demands, be based on whether you have money or you don't have money? So the appeal is to the intellectuals, those who are strategically positioned in the country and in government, to push this matter up. For example, Mafrika, the costs are prohibitive. The costs are too high. First is loss of life. Now, the police are complaining that they are overstressed throughout the country. Allegedly, or estimated, almost 14,000 protests have occurred in the country since the first vote, the first freedom vote. More than 14,000 protests in the country. And how many have died? How many have been hurt? How many limbs have been broken? And how much money expended? Because that takes away from police, proper policing in terms of dealing with murder, dealing with robbery, dealing with other issues, and you are diverted to go and deal with protests. So there is a way forward, because why? One, we have the right to vote. Two, we have the right to vote to change the government. Three, we are there to stay. And ultimately, government will have to deliver, but how do we protest? How do we engage government? Because we own this government. We are the one paying the police. Now, if the rate of arrest, you go to jail for damage to property, for arson, and public violence, and you spend jail, you are taking away from the communities, taking away from the children. And that's a loss, my Africa. That's no development. So we are appealing, my Africa. We are saying that act as an owner of the government. Act as an owner of the country. Act as an owner of the land. And with regard to service delivery, politicians are going to the court. They should fund you to go to the court, too, because now we are all equal. Especially that we are paying politicians money to go to the courts. It's like, for instance, my Africa, we pointed out in the previous program that they just walked away from us. Now we are there. They can afford to go to court, pay exorbitant fees, sometimes frivolous cases, fighting for their political survival. And Africa, you cannot go to court and demand that when is your water going to be delivered? I mean, the water to be delivered. Your housing, clinic. I got an email from someone. He says that 8 years ago, they've been trying to build a clinic in a community. Clinic, 8 years ago. Now, how many people have died? The elderly could not access medical treatment. So, Africa, let's take individual responsibility to stop our own underdevelopment. And let's be part of the process than be complainers and spectators. And we have also pointed out, Africa, stressed that we have to send our representatives to Parliament, because there is no alignment. There is no working together between the councillors, the mayors, the premiers, and the parliamentarians. Parliament, provincial government, local government. In between, you have to be routed through the party six, the governing party six. Those are the ones that are holding the power. But in Africa, why still have to depend on party bosses to dictate policy? Why? So we are saying, Africa, we are appealing, because it looks like this is a repetition, but it's very, very critical. Because as you say that another person was shot dead this in Eastern Cape, and there has been riots, Africa, in the country, and others have been arrested as we speak. The cost is too much on the country, and we are the owners of this place. We are the owners of this government. There is no way that we, on top of wasting the money being wasted, and then we become part of the waste or part of the confusion. To continue, Africa, as you're saying that you've got to have your own representative in Parliament to protect you, Africa, not the political party. Africa, the rate of poverty, as you say that, since 21 years after the first vote, the rate of poverty has increased. joblessness has increased. And the demands of the people, of course, do not decrease. And in Africa, we've reached the stage after 21 years, at the minimum, half or 75% or 80% or 90% of the most of the people must not go back to hunger. Nobody must go back to go to bed hungry. We should not go to sleep hungry. And the indigent of Africa, the poor, must be given security. Give the people social security irrespective of age, so long as they can prove poverty. Again, Mafrika, we are appealing that government must expedite these smart card systems, which they did not invent and cannot use as a political football. That has to be speeded up. So you can record how many people in the country, you can easily access people in the country. And if it comes to giving people support, social security, then the social security can don't go directly to the people, to the individual in Africa. While government is pushing to create jobs, which is under the party hegemony or centralism, it will not work because, again, it discriminates against others from participating in the development of the country. We've experienced it for the last 21 years. But while government, we are looking at ways to create jobs, which might take time, give the people social security, give the people something to eat, to buy bread, to buy milk. Others will abuse it, but others will see worth in it and use it properly. We cannot have people going to sleep hungry. We are saying that for all adults, unemployed and indigent, below 62 and above 62, the youth in particular, Africa, the youth in particular, do not discriminate, give them something too. And the government is talking about subsidizing employers. No, subsidize the youth. Because the employers are going to take that money and use it anyhow. If employers give youth internship, yes, they can get tax credits, but also the youth have to be paid that. They don't have to pay the youth. They don't have to pay the youth. They can use tax credits, tax incentives for the time that they've taken to train the youths. Payment has to go, subsidy has to go to the individual. And as we have pointed out, like for example, issue of transport, subsidies have to go to the individual commuter. Government has to watch. You have the Reserve Bank stabilizing stabilizing the interest rates so that they to curb inflation. Of course, we know that the Reserve Bank, we don't own the Reserve Bank. It is foreign owned, unfortunately, 21 years after independence. But in Africa, subsidizing the individuals is the same concept, that they should not suffer the pangs or be victims of inflation. So if transport has to, especially public transport, the taxis, buses, government has to look out that you don't impose undue suffering on the people, and in that way subsidize the individuals, the individual commuter, not the institutions. For example, in Africa, there was this taxi recapitalization. That's the sort, of course, they sought to remove old cars and bring new cars for safety and security. However, Mafrika, at the end, the taxi recapitalization became a burden to the individual taxi owners. So the appeal is to you, Mafrika, vote as Mafrika so we can put policies that protect you. You come first. Africa, we saw this past week, grannies, elderly people, they were protesting in Soweto against the prepaid electricity meters. And the complaint is that with the little money that they get, the pension, they've got to choose between buying food for the grandchildren or paying electricity. Of course, there's water too that they have to pay for. But electricity, my friend. And the fact is that the crisis of unemployment, the high unemployment, joblessness, the children do not work. And the grandchildren have to depend on grannies because grannies are the only ones that then cut and get something, subsidy from government because of the age. It goes back, Africa. Those with children, adults with children below 62, they have to be given some, give them social security that they can take care of the children. Not that granny must take the money that she is getting to feed the grandchildren. Government must take care of that. That's why we are saying that depending on the circumstances of the individual, give social security to adults across the board. South Africa paid electric meters. Knowing the situation of our people, the level of poverty in the country, you impose that. It's like use as you go, eat as you go, drink as you go, like an addict. And it is not regulated, Africa. The charges are not regulated. They go up, and there's no subsidy. And Africa, what do the people have an option to put up a standard meter than a prepaid meter? That is the question. And where now, Africa, as a sovereign of that country, the voter that put the government, do you have, can you go to court, Africa, and complain? And say, no. I need a standard meter because a prepaid meter, I cannot afford it. And as we say, Africa, you got to subsidize the individual according to your standing, according to your any, according to individual circumstances. As we ask, Africa, before imposing, putting in those prepaid electric meters, and sometimes without the consent of the individual, you just go in and put it up, that's it, because you are ESCOM. That's dictatorship of the masses in Africa. That's another form of oppression. And you're saying that give people an option. It goes back to the government policies in terms of us, my Africa, being socialistic. We're talking about the socialist economy, that is Africanist, that is socialist in content and Africanist in form. We're saying, my Africa, let people come first. Like, for example, Africa, we've had ESCOM donating money to a newspaper to set up breakfast meetings. In the millions, Africa. It's 38 million or 28 million, as we pointed out in the last programs. That diverts away from the individual. In fact, you're using state money, abusing state money to pursue a personal and partisan, that's corruption. It's like a kickback. But how could it be, Africa, with the most progressive Marxist-Leninist draft party that came to power as the authentic liberation movement of the people? What has happened? So it goes back, you are an individual, Africa. Take a stand. You've got to demand the government must fund community so that you have an option to go to court. You can go to court, Africa. We don't have to see grannies picking up stones, throwing up stones, tires, burning tires in the street, because they are demanding that the electricity is too high. They cannot have the prepaid meters. How do you put prepaid meters, Africa? At the height, when poverty and hunger and joblessness is this deep and high. How do you do that? And you're saying that you start with the individual, my friend. That's why you got to give people a stipend. You also have to subsidize people in terms of staple foods. When you say that government subsidizes the individual, some of the industries, in terms of bread, bread has to be a certain price, it doesn't have to go up. Milk has to be a certain price, it doesn't go up. Meat has to be a certain price, it doesn't have to go up. Until such time, the economy rises up and you know that people are working, then you can let to some extent the fluctuation of prices. But in Africa, essentially, we are not a capitalist state. We are pursuing the socialist doctrines, which, of course, Africa, some of the capitalist states do practice socialism to some extent with respect to their people. They protect individuals. If you fall in the street sick, if you're homeless in the street, if it's winter, and they will try to build a shelter for you. We don't have that, Africa. And the issue again with Eskom. Yes, the individual has to pay directly to the supplier because in that way government can be able to assess what support they give to the individual. Like, for example, in other places, you reach an agreement with the supplier and there's instances where you don't have money completely and you go to the city and other city to help you out. And they give you a grant or they give you a loan. And there are instances where you are completely indigent, you are completely sick, mentally ill, handicapped. They have a section where government can give you an apartment. At least pay up to 80%, and you pay 20% from your income from government. So it means that you're 100% protected by government because you cannot have people living in darkness, life cut off. You have the sick, you have the elderly, you have businesses, you have homes, you have children having to study, you have those that have to cook. Africa, why undermine us like this? But the question is, why should electricity money go to municipalities? It doesn't happen because municipalities are corrupt. And why has government allowed that in terms of policy? Money that has to go to electricity has to go to electricity. You know, when the liberation struggle, if money is allocated for a certain purpose, you do that for a certain purpose, but you have to pay the municipality. The municipality can function. That is functional, but it is this group attitude where you subsidize institutions, you don't subsidize individuals. And in that way, that's where party hegemony comes in. The bosses, they control. And they can take that money, pay something else. No. Because you are getting subsidies in terms of, that's why we are saying that you got to have representative in parliament that will liaise with communities, but that will liaise with the councillors. So if a councillor has a problem, he doesn't have to go through the party secretary general. He has to go through the councillor, plays a call to the parliamentarian, saying that the parliamentarian must stand up in terms of delivery of certain aspects. The needs are too high in the country. They are too vast. Government will not be able to deliver all the needs at the same time. It may take time, but we are saying that give people the dignity, give people the reasonable expectation, and put them in line. You can say, okay, we estimate that your thing can be done in 3 years. 3 years is a long term. 3 years is not a long term. But you can say that your house can be delivered in 3 years' time. Stand in line. And here's your plot. And come and inspect the construction. That's how you do it, Africa. But we're in a situation where people want to dictate power. And it infested the political party level, where political parties are dysfunctional now. They are not working because you got individuals there that are chasing power. And sometimes when they got the power, they can't use it. They can't use it, my friend. So we are destabilized, dysfunctionalized, omnipotent, that is impotent, and made useless, even at the party level. party level, there are squabbles, fighting, and sometimes you cannot finish a conference. It has to be held 4, 5, 6 times because they cannot elect people. And the other folks are watching Africa. And like we are saying that the minority in terms of electoral votes will become the electoral majority if you don't watch. And you mistreat your people, treat them as cattle, treat them as bull goose, and they end up going to the other side. They will join the master. Others were saying that you were better under apartheid because what is happening here is confusion. But Mafika, you can't say that. Take the responsibility as an individual, Mafika. This is your country. This is your land. This is your destiny. Take it over, Mafika. Vote correctly. Use your vote to determine the kind of government you want. And we are saying that vote as more Africa. Because why? Our principles. The principle is you come first. Now, the issue of Eskom again, Africa. You know, you look at the fact that Eskom did not maintain, in fact, did not remove the ashes from the tailings. You know, you burn ash in oven, it makes electricity. I mean, you burn coal in ovens, it makes electricity. And you got to remove the ash. Like we are saying that we still have the old coal stoves. You make fire in the evening, in the morning you remove the ash. They didn't remove the ash, but they gave themselves bonuses. And where is government? Where is government leadership? If you are the presidency or somebody and you see a thing like that, they did not do anything because the very same people that abused and stole our money came back and gave donation to the governing party, sitting at the head table with the president, donating $3 million. Why, this is the person that failed to remove the ash from the ovens and one of the stations just collapsed. That's why people are in darkness. So, Africa, if you have a parliamentarian, the parliamentarian can ask, you know, parliamentarian community, your communities ask, like, ask that man to give our money back. Because you are in darkness now. And he can afford to go and buy himself a generator. He can do that. Because he's got the money. You stay in darkness, you've got to use the candles. And it's winter. It's winter, Mafika. So, Mafika, paying executives too much. They don't invent machinery. They don't invent the tables. They don't invent the gas. The only thing is to put it together. And as you say that under a socialist system, who comes first? The executives or the people? And why go and impose such suffering? Deal with policy first. Deal with policy in terms of government must subsidize people that are back, and municipalities must, monies must not go to the municipalities, must come directly to Eskom or whoever is the supplier. We can have a such merry-go-round where money is stuck somewhere in the pipeline when it was not supposed to go there, it is diverted. And they ended up buying Mercedes-Benz and giving themselves bonuses. I bet you some of the Eskom money gave bonuses to some of these municipal people. Or they just stole it outright because they cannot maintain their budget and they have to depend on experts, consultants, to even audit their books. Israel to Africa, Fatsalarona, the land is ours. Tikora Hina, thanks a lot, Africa, for the privilege of talking to you and the privilege of listening, Africa. Thank you.